You're late. I was beginning to think you had forgotten about my offering. I don't want to hear any of your excuses. You are your village's elder, are you not? Take responsibility for yourself. Did you bring me my offering? Or will I have to fly down this mountain and level your entire village? Good. I'm glad you understand your situation. And I see it's an entire wagon's worth this time. Be gone! Away from me now! Let me enjoy the fruits of your labor. The wagon. It's mine now. I don't care if it's your only one. You were late, so I'm taking it. Find a new one. Silence! You forget your place. I am a dragon. I had to transform into this humanoid shape just to speak with you. In my true form, my mere presence would be enough to crush you. But even in this smaller body, I am twice as tall and hundreds of times more powerful than you humans could ever hope to be. If you value your life, you will leave this instant! Fools. The whole lot of them. Now then, what exactly do we have here? Gold coins, as usual. Jewelry. Huh. Actually, this necklace is quite nice. What else? What else? Ah, yes. Wine. Splendid. Truly, wine is the only good idea humans have ever had. I'll save that for later, though. Meat! Mmm. Let's see. Pork, venison, mutton. This is quite the spread. But there's the main dish. I can see you breathing in that burlap sack, you little one. Oh, there's no use struggling. It's already over for you. Your village sacrificed you. But worry not, little one. Your life will be in service of a much higher cause than anything you could have achieved back home. You will become fuel for my magnificent and powerful body. And I will savor every last moment. Let's get you out of there, shall we? If I just cut the rope tying the sack together with my claws... Now I can slowly open it up to see the pathetic face of a human writhing in despair. By the gods. You're adorable! Wait. Let me lift you up to get a better look at your face. Seriously, what the hell? I didn't know they make humans as cute. Oh, why the hell would they sacrifice you? Surely you must be the pride and joy of humanity. Right. Let me remove the gag for you. I'll give it a quick slice. Hey, shh, calm down. There. Speak, little one. Why would your village offer up their most attractive specimen as a sacrifice? You aren't the most attractive human alive. I find that hard to believe. I have seen your so-called warriors and heroes, but they can hardly hold a candle to you. Why, just looking at you is making my heart race faster than any battle I've fought in centuries. Oh, let me place you down, human. Ugh, I have to look so far down to meet your eyes. I will sit then. No, no! You must remain standing. There. Our eyes are about the same height like this. Now then, explain it to me. Why were you, of all people, chosen to be offered to me? Go on. Let me see if I have this straight. The son of the cowardly village elder dislikes you, yes? In order to get rid of you, he stole from his father and blamed it on you? Brandished as a criminal, you were the natural choice for this month's ritual sacrifice. I understand, little one. This village is truly a dreadful place. How unfortunate for you. Do not interrupt me! I'm thinking. All right, I've made my decision. Your luck has changed, little one. I will not be eating you. Why? It's simple, really. You have piqued my interest. Besides, you are far too adorable to eat. Since I've taken a liking to you, I'll give you a choice. You can leave here and try your luck out on the mountains. Or you can live here with me as my maid. Why do you look so shocked? I clearly can't return you to your village. Those fools obviously have no idea what they're missing. And making you my maid was a simple conclusion. In all my years, I have never met anyone, man or monster, that is quite so pleasing to look at as you. I would be a fool not to claim you as my own. However, I will not force you. If you wish to return to humanity, you may. But know this, human. I will never betray you. If you become my maid, I will make sure that no harm will ever come to you. You have my word as a proud member of the dragon race. So, what do you choose, little one? A wise choice indeed. Well then, my beloved human. How would you like to experience a dragon mating ritual firsthand? Here, I'll get up and lift you into my arms. There we are. I think you fit quite nicely in my embrace, don't you? And you're so light, too! Whoop! The perfect size for holding. All right, I've behaved myself well enough so far. But I've wanted to do this since the moment I laid eyes on you. Oh, you're so soft, my dear human. I like it. Absolutely delicious. You know, I said I wouldn't eat you. And I meant that. But there's more than one way for me to devour you. Wonderful human. I could do this all day. Oh, am I gripping you too tightly? My apologies. I just got caught up in a moment. Let's see. Perhaps it will be more comfortable for you if I set you down. Let me take you back to my den. I'll walk you over there. Because the longer I hold you in my arms, The longer I can do this. You look out of breath. Are my kisses too much for you to handle? Don't worry, my cute little one. I'll make sure you get all the practice you need. Here we are. My den. It isn't much, but it's home. See this? This is the bed I sleep in while in my humanoid form. I received it as an offering decades ago. Never had much use for it, but now I have the perfect excuse. I'll place you down gently. And get on top of you. There. Is that better, my dear human? You're so small! You only barely come up to my chest. You're so adorable, I can hardly stand it! What do you mean? You aren't adorable by human standards. Those fools obviously don't know a treasure when they see it. From now on, the only standards you need to concern yourself with are mine. And by my standards, you are the ideal mate. Seeing you lying there, ready to be ravished, it's really stirring something up inside me. Grrr. You've left your neck wide open. Don't mind if I do. You like that? If you keep squirming like that, I'll only want to ravish you more. You're so sensitive. It's adorable. Hey, human. You aren't particularly attached to the garments you're wearing, are you? Good. Because this shirt is in my way. There we go. I could stare at you all day. And I might just do that later. But for now, though, I think I see two cute little nipples that could use some attention. If I run my tongue across one. Oh, that was quite a shiver just now. Adorable! Let's see how you react if I suck on it. Look how you squirm. I'm only teasing your nipple and yet you can hardly control your body. Will you react differently if I go for the other one? I think I may have found your weak spot. What if I roll one of your nipples between my fingers and suck on the other one, Teasing you is fun. But you're bucking your hips like an animal. You poor thing. Is there something else you want me to do? Come on, dear. You'll have to speak up. What do you want me to do to you? You want me to touch your penis? I was worried you'd never ask. But before that, These trousers need to go. You humans always make everything so complicated. Why are you wearing another smaller pair of trousers? Undershorts? Ridiculous. You have no need for such things. Much better. This is what I wanted to see. It's beautiful. You're so hard for me, darling. Did I really get you this worked up? I'm flattered. Now then. It looks as though I could take the entire length in my mouth. Want to find out if I can? See? No problem at all. In fact, it seems as though your sword hair and my throat are a perfect match. You have such an impatient look on your face. Do you want me to suck you that badly? Very well, then. I'll make sure you never forget this pleasure. Goodness, darling. You're practically writhing. If you need something to grab onto, you can use my horns. To us dragons, touching a mate's horn is his ultimate sign of devotion. Naturally, that means the only person I'll ever allow to touch them is you, my beloved little one. Make sure you hold on tight. Oh, your hands are warm. My heart feels so full. Is that better, darling? Good. Now relax and let me handle the rest. Just focus on the warmth of my mouth and the tightness of my throat. Are you close? You don't have to hold anything back. Let your seed out into my throat. Delicious. How did it feel? Two days to respond, huh? I'm glad you liked it. Although, playing with you like this has gotten me all fired up. You won't be able to use your penis for a bit, won't you? I know. Would you be able to pleasure me with your mouth? Excellent. Although, if I were on top of you, you might not be able to breathe. Let's do this then. I'm going to lay back on the bed and spread myself open for you. You see how wet you've made me? I can hardly stand it. Won't you be a good little mate and help me? That's it. Get nice and close. Oh my. One lick was all it took to make me quiver. Please, suck on it. Ah, that's so good. A little bit higher. Oh, there, that's the spot. You're quite good at this. But I need more. Harder, faster. All I can think about is your tongue. I can feel the fire within me building. Please use your fingers. No, not just one. I need more. Oh, there we go. Now harder. Yes, I needed this. I can feel it coming. Please don't stop. Yes. There. Right there, right there. Faster, faster, harder, harder. I'm going to. Climax. That was incredible. Come here. You did wonderfully, my darling. Although, I don't think it was quite enough to satisfy me. And luckily, it looks like you're hard again. What do you say? Do you want to mate with me? No, I won't get pregnant. Dragons can only be impregnated when they go into heat. My next heat won't be for 3 years or thereabouts. So until then, you can shoot your seed inside me. All you want. You seem pleased. But I'm far from finished pleasing you tonight. Now then, lay back down. I was worried I would suffocate you if I sat on your face. But riding you shouldn't pose an issue. I'll grab your ankles. Let's get your legs up. And I'll get on top of you. I'll take care of the movement. You relax and prepare yourself. I'm going to ravish you. It's in. I was able to take it all in one stroke. Are you all right down there? Good. Please let me know if this is all too much for you. I want both of us to feel good after all. You ready? Very well. This angle. I like it. You're hitting me at a good spot. And even though it's your second time today, you're so hard. Adorable. And the size is just perfect. I want to pound you into the ground. But I also want this feeling to last forever. Every time I thrust, you do a cute little moan. Makes my head spin. I'm going to speed up, alright? I feel so lucky to have met a mate as wonderful as you. Did that fluster you? So cute! If you keep making faces like that, I won't be able to hold back much longer. My insides are holding you so tightly. Does it feel as good for you as it does for me? Because this feels incredible. You're almost at your limit. Please, give it to me. Let your hot seed out inside of me. I'm almost there as well. Let's finish at the same time. It's here. Are you ready? Good. Because I can't hold back any longer. Here it comes. I can feel your seed inside me. I feel so warm. Oh, how wonderful. Here, let me get off you. I need more of your lips. That was wonderful. You look like you could fall asleep at any moment. So cute. To be honest, I could go for another round. Or three. But it looks like you're at your limit. No, I'm not disappointed in you, dear. Dragons are significantly more... lustful creatures than humans. This is to be expected. That said, I'll have to train your body before I go into heat in 3 years. Don't worry! You'll be able to handle me in no time. Now then, let me hold you in my arms. There. I'll cradle you until you fall asleep. I love you, my darling mate. Now that I think about it, I ruined your only clothing, didn't I? I'll have to raid a village to get you more. What's that? You don't want me to attack... You don't want me to attack humans anymore. But humans are the ones who cast you aside. I can't forgive them for doing something so horrid to someone so wonderful. Oh, don't give me that face. No. Ugh. I can't say no to you. All right. I won't attack humans anymore. I suppose if there are humans like you around, they can't all be bad. I wonder if we could sign a peace treaty. Well, that's another issue for another time. Sleep, my darling. You've earned it. Good night, my love.